From the studios of Tucson Business Radio X, recorded in the Stewart Title corporate offices on Broadway, you are now listening to The Mark Bishop Show. And now here's your host, Mark Bishop.
Priscilla Rodriguez is Vice President, College Readiness Assessments for the College Board. I've asked Priscilla to share some tips on understanding your child's PSAT/NMSQT scores, what they mean, and how to build a personalized SAT practice plan. Welcome, Priscilla.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on.
Okay, so you're Vice President of College Readiness Assessments at the College Board. It's a mouthful, isn't it?
It is. And what that means is that I get to lead the great team here that brings the kind of suite of SAT tests. So most specifically, the PSAT and MSQT and the main SAT to millions of students across the country and increasingly around the world every year.
Wow, it's getting bigger and bigger. You previously spearheaded the development of the College Board Opportunity Scholarships Program, didn't you?
I did. My last 18 months here at the College Board, I was focused on building and launching our new $25 million scholarship program called the College Board Opportunity Scholarships, which is a really cool scholarship program that is open to all students. So no GPA requirement, no SAT score requirement. It's about encouraging students to take a few really important college planning steps during their junior and senior year, and then saying to the student, just by taking that college planning step, you've earned a chance at a scholarship. And those scholarships range from $500 all the way up to $40,000. Yeah. So really exciting opportunities. And it's a way to show students what those important steps are, that they don't miss it, and so that they can have every opportunity possible to go on to college.
What a wonderful thing. So, listeners, let's look at it this way. The question is this: is your child ready for college? Every year, about 4 million 10th and 11th grade students take the PSAT and NMSQT, which determines qualification for the National Merit Scholarship Program, and it's good practice for the SAT. Now, students taking the PSAT, NMSQT, have access to more than $230 million. This is annually through the College Board's scholarship partners. Imagine the work they do to get hold of these partners to go along with that. It's all there, ready for your kids. The PSAT, NMSQT also plays a key role in college readiness. So, Priscilla, it's early December when students get their PSAT, NMSQT score reports, and they find out really which skills to focus on, right, to prepare for the SAT.
That's exactly right. So you're right. This is the time of year that those 4 million students who took the PSAT and MSQT in the fall are getting their scores back. So it's an exciting time. We know it's also a nerve-wracking time. So I want to talk a little bit about why students and parents shouldn't be as nervous and as stressed as I think they sometimes are. Mm-hmm. But it's exactly for the purpose you said. So I would think about it as two-part purpose. The first is the P in the front of the PSAT. It stands for preliminary, but you can also think about it as practice or preview or preparation. So you take it as a sophomore or junior to know where you are, to see the areas where you're already really solid and don't need to spend more time practicing, and the areas where you have room for improvement or you need to refresh yourself on some of the skills. And you've got time to do that before you take the SAT. Mm. So it really is about that kind of preparation and that preview so that students can go on to do some targeted practice and use their valuable time really wisely. Mm-hmm. The second part is the scholarships that you mentioned and that we started to talk about. By sitting for the PSAT and MSQT, students get connected to over $300 million of scholarship opportunities from our partners. So people like the National Merit Scholarship Program, Jack Kent Cook Foundation, Hispanic Scholarship Fund, many others. And so those scholarship organizations, who their entire purpose of being is to find students to give them scholarships to go to college, they use the PSAT and MSQT to find students across the country, including students they may not have otherwise been able to see or find, and encourage them to keep working hard and hopefully to go on to get some of these $300 million in scholarships.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, it's marvelous when you think about it, the opportunities that are there. When we were talking about score reports and giving students the chance to find out their strengths and areas for improvement, explain to us the best way to prepare for with regard to the official SAT practice on the Khan Academy to get a free personalized.
I'm so glad you mentioned it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm so glad you mentioned it. It is a new resource that we partnered with another nonprofit, Khan Academy, to develop, and it launched to students just less than 5 years ago. And I want to talk first about why we worked on it, and then I can quickly talk about what it is. I think the why really matters.
Okay.
So before 5 years ago, before official SAT practice on Khan Academy existed, there were really two ways for students to practice for the PSAT, and even more importantly, to practice for the big SAT. And those were, first, if your family had the resources, you could get a private tutor, or you could go attend those kind of private test prep classes in the evenings or on the weekends. But that was an opportunity to practice that, you know, most families in this country don't have. Mm-hmm. And I want to share that I grew up in a family where that was financially not an option for me. So we know that a lot of students were kind of left out of that way to get ready for the SAT. And so that left them the second option, which was to practice on their own. My parents drove me to the public library in my hometown. We checked out two fat SAT preparation books, and I worked on them in the evenings at the dining room table from front to back. No coaching, no guidance on where to focus and what parts to skip over. I didn't really know what I was doing. I just knew that practice was important. And we saw that, and we did not think that's right. And so together with Khan Academy, about 5 years ago, we developed this free online personalized practice experience where students can bring in their PSAT and MSQT score if they took it. And then the tool helps them do what a tutor or a class would do, which is, here's where you're strong. We don't need to spend more time there. Here's where you can grow and improve. And here are specific practice techniques and practice problems for you to do so that you can grow and put your best foot forward when test day comes. Right. And so that's now been used by over 9 million students in the few years since we launched it. And we have data that shows that if you spend a total of 6 to 8 hours, so you can spread that out or you know, do it over a weekend, but 6 to 8 hours in any kind of way can get, on average, students improve their score by 90 points. That is meaningful score improvement that can change the kind of college you can go to.
Yeah, that's a big thing, you know. That's what a great job you did there to get all that together. Absolutely fantastic. I mean, look at the time saved with all of that as well, you know.
Oh, my goodness. The time, the stress, the money, and the access. Again, there are so many families in this country whose students want to go to college. They are working hard every single day, but without access to free resources and personalized information about what they should do and when they should do it, they risk being left out of the whole process, which as a mission-driven nonprofit, we can't stand by and watch without trying to do our part to bring those opportunities to every single student.
You know, the PSAT and the NMSQT scores, they're a great predictor of students' likelihood to succeed in advanced placement courses. I think once students embark on a SAT practice plan, they're also eligible to participate in the new College Board Opportunity Scholarship Program, aren't they? This opens for them in December. They can earn up to, what, $2,000 for improving their SAT score?
Yeah, when it comes to that scholarship program, our new College Board Opportunity Scholarship Program, it's exactly as you said. So it's there's actually 6 scholarships in the program, each one for a different college planning step that we want students to take. One of them is about improving your score for the SAT. And so what that one does, that's a $2,000 scholarship. Hundreds of kids get it across the country every year. And what it tells students to do is go over to official SAT practice on Khan Academy and put in 6 hours of practice, in any way you want to do it, but put in 6 hours of practice. And then when you take the SAT or retake the SAT, which can be helpful for students, for some students, that second time with the SAT can make a really big difference. But anyways, when you take it or retake it, if your score goes up by 100 points from your baseline score, you've earned a chance at $2,000. Mm. So it's a way to cheer students on, to congratulate them for hard work, and to show them that practice pays off, both literally with a scholarship and figuratively in really exciting opportunities.
Now, someone just tuned in. They really, you know, haven't heard much of this. Explain to us what PSAT stands for, along with NMSQT.
Sure. It's a long name for one important and exciting assessment that students take either junior or sophomore year of high school. So what it stands for, PSAT, is preliminary SAT. That means it's not the official SAT. It's not the one where your scores go to colleges. It's for you, the student, to practice and prepare and start building your confidence. The second half of it, the NMSQT, stands for National Merit Scholarship Qualifying Test. So what that is meant to communicate to students and families is when you take this PSAT, NMSQT, you open the door to hundreds of millions of dollars of scholarship opportunities from our partner at National Merit and other scholarship partners as well, who are looking for students across the country to give scholarships to so that those students can go on to college.
I tell you what, Priscilla, you really care about kids, don't you?
I really do. And it makes me happy to hear that might be coming across. If it's okay, I'll share a little bit about why I'm as passionate as I am and why, frankly, everybody who works at College Board is. So for me specifically, I'm first generation American. My parents immigrated from South America a few years before I was born. They did go to college in the U.S., but first off, going to college was quite different back then. A lot less pressure and a lot less kind of fewer things that you needed to do. But they went to smaller schools. It wasn't kind of the same profile and stress as I think so many students and families experience now. Mm-hmm. And education changed our family's lives. It's changed my parents' lives. It changed my life. And the PSAT and the SAT and our AP or advanced placement classes together changed the course of my life and allowed me to go to college, allowed me to get some scholarships, which really mattered for my family, allowed me to go to grad school, and then ultimately to end up at a job where every day we think about how do we help students, especially those with fewer resources, be able to kind of discover their potential and get really excited about life after high school?
Yeah, it's a real pay forward and pay back at the same time. So we've been speaking with Priscilla Rodriguez, who prior to joining the College Board was a senior vice president at Poser's Family Foundation, where she led the Webby-winning resource for parents of children with learning and attention issues, and that was understood.org. She's a graduate of the University of Virginia and the Harvard Business School, and it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you, Priscilla, and I wish you all the best in the future and have one of the holidays coming up, okay?
Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you and your team and the families that listen to you. And thank you for helping us get this information to families at such an important time of the year.
Thank you. Priscilla Rodriguez, ladies and gentlemen, on the Tucson Business Radio X Network across America.